Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
What are neobanks? Thanks for asking. Neobanks are 100% digital. They run exclusively through mobile apps with no brick and mortar premises. They offer customers a user-first design and promise low-cost banking operations. There are more and more neobanks around, drawing in millions of users and rivaling traditional banks, although they don't technically hold the same status. Don't confuse neobanks with digital banks, which are usually the online-only arms of bigger players in the banking sector. You may have heard of the San Francisco-based neobank Chime, which is the leader in the US at the moment. But brands like N26, Revolut, and Monzo are also bringing over their expertise from Europe, where the online-only trend is further ahead. All were created in the last decade.
So why would I want to try a neobank then?
Ease of use is one of the main advantages. New customers just need to download an app and can open an account without too much hassle. Other services like fund transfers, online payments, and cash withdrawals are similarly user-friendly and inexpensive. Most of the time, there aren't any income requirements or monthly maintenance fees. The interfaces are simple and foreign exchange fees are low. Some even have features enabling users to monitor their spending in certain areas and set monthly limits. A recent neobank adoption study by Finder estimates that 54.4 million Americans already use digital-only banking services. That's over 20% of the population. What's more, a further 22.5 million intend to open a neobank account in the coming months. While the digital-only nature of neobanks may seem most suited to millennials, it's actually Generation X who use them the most. 30% of Gen Xers have made the transition to neobanks, compared to 27.2% of millennials. Baby boomers are the least likely to have a neobank account, with an adoption rate of just 8.4%. Investors are taking great interest in neobank startups and putting their money where their mouth is. Tech giants like Amazon, Facebook, and Apple are also increasingly offering financial services and aim to become major banking players, with the same end goal as ever, getting as much customer data as possible.
So what about our traditional brick-and-mortar banks? They're not just going to disappear, are they?
They are defending themselves as best they can, and some are also launching their own digital-only services to compete. Many neobank users also have an account with a traditional bank, as they generally have a more complete range of financial services. While some of the bigger neobanks are allowed to offer mortgages, overdrafts, and savings accounts, that's not the case for newcomers. If you're tempted in trying out a 100% mobile banking experience, be careful and do your homework. You don't want to entrust your money with a company unless you know it's safe via some kind of deposit insurance. The main neobanks are all consistently making losses for the time being. Despite promising potential, no one can be sure of the long-term outlook. There you have it. Now you know what neobanks are. In under 3 minutes, we answer your questions. What would you like to know about? Use the comments section to ask your questions on the podcast platform.